I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the line by Athletics correspondent Patsy McGonigal. Patsy, good weekend for Donegal athletes at the indoors. The National Masters indoors is on today. How did Donegal athletes fare out?
Well, as per annually, they do very, very well at the National Masters and Indoor Athletics Championships, and indeed in the Outdoor Championships. And indeed, the 2020 version has been no different. And at this moment in time, with two or three events to come, events which will add to the total, but I need to make that a health warning really about the results that I'm giving you, because they'll be probably happening when you're off the air. But at this moment in time, I count 11 individual Donegal athletes that have medalled so far, and that began about 10:30 this morning with Aidan Gillespie, one of the leading lights down there in the Rosses Club, winning the long jump. And he indeed has had a great successful career in Masters Athletics, both outdoor and indoor, over numerous years. So well done to him, and you would anticipate that he would win a National Master title, and indeed he did at 5:59. Continuing with the Rosses, there was Tricia Gillespie. She was second in the high jump. Joe Joyce, who travels annually to these events from Dunloe, he won shot in his age. These are all age category results. And Nicola O'Donnell, 60 metres, she won her 60 metres as well. So there was four medals from the Rosses just off the cuff there. And then we had Catherine McDevitt, who's training extremely hard and must be very, very disappointed that the European Indoor Championships in Braga, which were to be held in a few weeks' time, due to the coronavirus, have now been cancelled. But she is the new National Masters champion, Catherine is, from the Letterkenny Athletic Club, over 400 metres. So well done to her. And indeed, further medals for Letterkenny came just about an hour ago in the 3K from Q Gallagher, who was third, and Brian McBride, who was second in their age category. So well done to them. Kay Byrne, as you would expect, she must have won a lorry load of medals over the years since she was a young girl competing in athletics and still competing extremely well now as a master, and went through the senior phase, competed successfully, ran international, ran at world level, at senior level, and now at master's level doing extremely well and bringing the same enthusiasm indeed to the sport. She was second in the 3K. Anthony Doherty from Milford, he was third in the 3K. And brother and sister from the Olympian Club, Martin and Karen O'Donnell. First of all, Martin, he was second in the 60 metres, and Karen O'Donnell, who was second in the 400 metres. Other people still to compete, Bosco Reid in the shot, I anticipate that he will medal. Yes, he will, but you may be off the air. Kay Byrne comes back into the arena for the 1500 metres later, having got a medal in the 3K, and Mark Connolly will come back into the arena for the 1500 metres as well. So that's where we're at. So 11 Donegal athletes bringing medals back to the county this afternoon, and I have no doubt that there will be two or three added to that before dark, as they say.
So, in overall, Patsy, you would be happy with the number of medals that Donegal got on that point of view? 11 is not bad.
No, it's just first of all, let's say, an indication of the enthusiasm of the athletes themselves that they make the journey. You know, they're master athletes now, and so well done to them for making that journey and taking on that challenge and indeed preparing for that. And then, you know, when 11 of them get medals, you have to be happy. So, look, well done to them. There are a few other athletes who didn't travel for one reason or another, and, you know, that they may have other targets and other, you know, ambitions and other elements of the sport. But well done to the 11 today, and fair play to them.
Looking forward to next weekend, Patsy. What is on the athletics calendar that we can look forward to?
Well, we look ahead. The Carrick-on-Doon race is coming up. It's always a successful event. It's on next weekend. And then we're looking right ahead to the National Indoor Underage Championships, and there's a heap of Donegal athletes involved in that towards the end of the month. And of course, next weekend again, next Sunday, and hoping for reasonably good weather, Finn Valley hosts the Ulster Spring Throws, which is an opportunity for throwers to get out in the cold light of day and have a go over hammer, discus shot, and so on. So that's on next Sunday at Finn Valley. So it was a good success last year, so hopefully again it will be a similar success. But it just gives an early season opportunity to throwers and all the different disciplines. So at all ages and underage, right through to masters and seniors. So we look forward to that as well.
We do indeed. Well, look, Patsy, thanks as ever for joining us here on Highland Radio Sunday Sport.